Hello, and welcome to the Og Blog Podcast, your leading podcast about Peanuts and Peanuts books, although this time it's sort of not that. I'm Nat Gertler, the Og Blogger, and this is going to be one of our Not That Snoopy episodes. It's a storytelling episode, and I'm going to be reading a book for you about Snoopy, the nosy little puppy. Not to be confused with the earlier episode in which I read the story of Snoopy the Nosy Little Puppy, this book, Snoopy the Nosy Little Puppy, came out in 1955 and was based on a stuffed Snoopy doll. No, not that Snoopy, just another dog named Snoopy. In fact, the existence of other stuffed Snoopy dolls interfered with the ability of Peanuts to get a proper trademark in certain realms for a while. Anyway, this story was written by Jules M. Lieberthal and illustrated by William Neeby. It was published by Rand McNally and Company, working out of Chicago. You may know them better for things like atlases, but they had a line of kids' books called Elf Books, which were a lot like Little Golden Books in format, cardboard covers and all that. And as I said, this one comes from 1955. Snoopy raced round and round his little yard at the kennel, his floppy ears flying, his black eyes bright with excitement. This was visiting day. Perhaps some nice family would notice him and decide to take him home. He poked his long, wiggly nose through the shiny chicken wire fence and looked all around. "I like to know what's going on in the world," he thought. "That's why they call me Snoopy. Because I really am." But there was nothing much to see. It was too early for the visitors, and no one was in sight but the keeper, who was whistling a merry tune and sweeping the sidewalk with a large broom. Snoopy turned a somersault just for fun and began to hunt for the bone he'd buried yesterday. As soon as he found it, he dug it up and buried it all over again in a different place. Soon, people began to arrive, fathers and mothers and children, all looking for just the right sort of dog. "I'm so excited! I'd like to bounce up and down," thought Snoopy, "but I must remember my manners." And he sat very still, waiting eagerly for someone to notice him. "I want that big brown collie," cried a thin little boy in glasses. "I want that curly white poodle," cried a fat little girl in pigtails. "We want that doggy with the black dots," cried a pair of tiny twins in pink petal pushers. But no one wanted Snoopy. He felt sadder and sadder. Two big tears rolled down his long, wiggly nose. "Perhaps I'll never have a real home," he thought. He shut his eyes to hold back the tears, and when he opened them, he saw a boy and a girl laughing down at him. They had brown hair and merry blue eyes and freckles. "Oh, Jimmy," cried the girl, "what a darling dog!" "Oh, Jane," cried the boy, "I like him best of all." Snoopy's heart jumped with joy. He barked his happiest bark while Jimmy shouted, "Mother, Daddy, come quick! We decided to take this one!"
"He's a fine little fellow," agreed Daddy. "But there's a big police dog over here that I want to see."
"Oh, Daddy!" cried Jimmy and Jane disappointedly.
They walked sadly away down the path, looking back over their shoulders. Poor little Snoopy. He poked his long, wiggly nose through the chicken wire fence and watched wistfully till they were out of sight. Then he hung his head and let the big tears splash down. On the other side of the fence, half hidden in the grass, he saw a brown leather wallet. But he was too unhappy to wonder about it. He was thinking of Jane and Jimmy and of how much he wanted to belong to them. Suddenly he heard familiar voices. It was the nice family coming back, and the keeper was with them.
"I lost my wallet somewhere along here," Daddy was saying. "Now where could it be?"
Snoopy stood on his hind legs and barked loudly. Then he poked his paw through the fence and scratched right where the wallet was.
"Here it is, sir," cried the keeper. "Snoopy's great at finding things." "That settles it," said Daddy as he put the wallet into his pocket. "Snoopy is the dog for us. We'll take him home right now."
"Perhaps he'll be just as good as the police dog," said Mother.
In no time at all, Snoopy was on the back seat of the car, with Jane on one side and Jimmy on the other, and Mother and Daddy in front. Then away they went to a pretty white house in the country. The minute he jumped out of the car, Snoopy began to explore. He ran in and out through the honeysuckle hedge. He ran up and down the garden path, and he poked his long, wiggly nose into the goldfish pond. Soon Mother called from the kitchen door,
"Dinner time, children! Dinner time, Snoopy!" And they all trooped into the house. Snoopy had milk in his own blue and white bowl. He had a fat, juicy bone on his own blue and white plate. Then Jimmy brought a wicker basket and Jane put a woolly blanket into it. Snoopy cuddled down contentedly. Before he knew it, he was sound asleep. Every morning after that, Jane and Jimmy went off to school. Every afternoon, when school was over, Snoopy trotted down the road to meet them. They had all sorts of adventures on the way home. Sometimes they played in the schoolyard. Sometimes they picked wildflowers in the big empty lot nearby. Beyond the empty lot was a big gray barn where they often played. A ladder led up to the hayloft above. Jane always carried Snoopy up the ladder because he couldn't climb very well. Then they played hide-and-seek among the mountains of sweet-smelling hay. Sometimes Snoopy ran after a squeaky gray mouse, but he never quite caught it. Snoopy had a lot of fun in his new home, and he was very helpful, too. "Now where do I put my glasses?" Daddy would say, and Snoopy would scamper about till he found them. "Now what have I done with my thimble?" Mother would ask, and Snoopy would look under chairs and beneath the sofa till he found it. "He's the best little snooper that ever there was," said Mother. One afternoon, when school was about over, it began to rain. Great thunderclouds gathered, and lightning streaked across the sky. "The children will get wet," said Daddy, who had come home early. "I'll go and meet them in the car."
"Snoopy and I will go, too," said Mother.
The rain was pouring down when Daddy drove onto the highway. He followed the slippery road all the way to the schoolhouse. It was deserted. Everyone had gone.
"Where can Jane and Jimmy be?" asked Mother in an anxious voice.
Daddy turned the car around and started back. He looked worried.
"I know I can find them," thought Snoopy. He began to whimper.
"I think Snoopy knows where the children are," cried Mother.
Snoopy barked eagerly, for they had just reached the empty lot. Daddy stopped the car.
"Go find them, old fellow," he said.
Snoopy leapt out and raced through the rain to the barn. Mother and Daddy ran after him. Suddenly he began to bark, and then they heard the children's voices shouting above the storm, "Hello! Hello!" There were Jane and Jimmy waving from the little doorway high up in the hayloft.
"We came up here to get out of the rain," cried Jimmy, "and the ladder fell down." "But we weren't worried," called Jane. "We knew Snoopy would find us."
Jane hugged Snoopy. Jimmy patted his head. In no time at all, they were safe at home. Jane and Jimmy ran to put on dry clothes. Mother brought Snoopy a fat, juicy beefsteak bone.
"We don't need a police dog now that we have Snoopy," said Daddy proudly.
Snoopy's paws were muddy and raindrops glistened on his long, wiggly nose. But he was very happy.
"Now where will I bury this nice bone?" he wondered.
And that's the end. I hope this has been a deeply edifying episode of the podcast. Talk to you all next time. Until then, check out the blog at blog.aug.com. That's AAUGH.com. Send your comments, questions, suggestions, maybe suggestions that I never do this sort of thing again, to questions@aug.com. And until next time, may you not be passed over for that big husky police dog down the way. May your ladders never fall over when you climb in the hayloft. And may all your griefs be good ones.